KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling around the region last night, a quad at Riverside saw Riverside win three times, 48-36 over ACGC. Riverside beat Tri-Center 48-28. Riverside downing Woodbine 63-18. ACGC beat Tri-Center 40-30. ACGC over Woodbine 41-40. And Woodbine beat Tri-Center 42-36. Also in wrestling last night, in a four-team meet at Coon Rapids Bayard, it was West Central Valley beating Clarinda Academy 55-15. West Central Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 51-15. West Central Valley beat Ogden 46-30. Ogden over Clarinda Academy 47-14. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Clarinda Academy 42-24. Also, a quad at Lennox last night saw Clarinda beat Bedford Lennox 39-36. Clarinda over Nottoway Valley 66-12. Interstate 35 beat Clarinda 43-30. I-35 over Bedford Lennox 42-30. I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 72-6. And Bedford Lennox over Nottoway Valley 66-6. Double duel at Perry last night saw Creston win twice. Creston beat Perry 57-17 and Creston over Winterset 45-24. Winterset beat Perry 54-23. Also up at East Sac County, a double duel saw Kemper Catholic win all three of their matches as they beat Alta Aurelia 45-31. Kemper Catholic over Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 42-33, and Kemper Catholic also beat East Sac County 60-19 last night. Also in a double duel at Logan Magnolia, they were one up and one down, the Panthers, as Logan Magnolia beat Takema Herman 54-27 and Bennington over Logan Magnolia 41-33. Four-team meet at Southwest Valley High School saw Southwest Valley beat East Union 52-28. Southwest Valley over Martinsdale St. Mary's 45-30. Panorama beat Southwest Valley 56-24. Panorama over Martinsdale St. Mary's 52-20. East Union edging Panorama 41-39, and East Union beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 48-30 in wrestling last night. Some high school basketball around the region last night. First in girls hoops from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah beating Bedford 75-18, Red Oak over Fremont Mills 57-21. In action involving corner conference teams, Griswold knocked off East Mills 44-32, Stanton over Southwest Valley 43-33. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was I-35 over Nottoway Valley 57-39. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, in overtime, Charter Oak Ute beat Arweva 52-43. In boys basketball last night, Hawkeye 10 teams involved were losers last night. It was Bedford over Shenandoah 67-58 and Carlisle beating Creston 70-57. Also in boys' corner conference play, East Mills over Griswold 40-28. Stanton beat Southwest Valley 62-54. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 81-46. And from the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley 74-72 winners over I-35 last night. Of the weekly girls' basketball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union, in Class 1A, show Springville on top with Turkey Valley number 2. Exira EHK remains number 3 this week with Glidden-Ralston at number 4. Sydney is number 11 in the 1A poll. In 2A, Iowa City Regina is top-rated with Trainer at number 2. Panorama also checks in at number 11, while Logan Magnolia jumps into the list at number 13 this week. In Class 3A, Pocahontas Area, Sioux Center, and Cherokee are the top 3 rated teams. Shenandoah is 12th and Kemper Catholic 14th this week. Class 4A, it's Pella, Marion, and Nevada, the top 3. Lewis Central is rated number 5 this week. And also in the big school class, 5A, Indianola, Iowa City High, and Iowa City West are the top 3 rated squads. In college men's hoops last night, Iowa held 17th-ranked Purdue scoreless over the final 2 minutes and 47 seconds as they upended the Boilermakers 83-78.
And Purdue needs a 3. Carson Edwards to Mathias. They're guarding that 3-point stripe. Long 3 by Mathias is no good. Hawks pull the upset.
That's Gary Dolphin with the call last night, as you heard it here on KJAN on the Hawkeye Network. Nicholas Bear added a couple of free throws after he grabbed the rebound on that missed 3-pointer for the final margin. The win came a little more than 2 weeks after the Hawkeyes were hammered by Purdue. 22-point difference in a game at West Lafayette.
You think about it, it just seems like a minute ago we went down there and got our ears pinned back. And that's the only way that you grow in this league, is to go through some adversity, some difficulty, but then stay positive.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes went to a 3-2 zone in the second half after they trailed 47-38 at the break.
And then we went back to the 2-3 late, which was just enough of a difference. And I think it was not only good for giving them a different look, but it kept our rebounders maybe a little bit closer and get out to the, you know, closing on three-point shooters a little better out of the two.
Iowa got a big lift from 6'9" freshman Ryan Kreener, who came off the bench in the second half to score 6 points.
He deserves to play, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get him in with, you know, the other guys that we have. And he just keeps grinding in practice, and I just keep saying, just stay ready. I'm proud of you. You're doing great. You're doing great. I mean, there's no better feeling in the world as a coach.
The Spirit Lake native was one of 10 Hawkeyes to score in that game.
We have great depth. I mean, we only have the one senior, and everyone else is out battling practice every day. I mean, Coach says it's fine that we play young as long as we don't play like we're young.
Kreener talks about going to that 3-2 zone in the second half.
3-2 zone helps us match up with the guards a lot more on the perimeter. I mean, as long as the bigs communicate and let the guards, the wings know when the guys are in the corner, it works out pretty well. And I think when they went to that smaller lineup, it helped us a lot because they had more perimeter players out there and it was easier to rebound out of it.
Well, Purdue had several chances to take the lead in the waning moments last night.
We didn't execute, and we put ourselves in a tough position. When you put yourself in a tough position and something goes against you, you know, that's part of it. You know, you got to do a better job in that time leading up to 2.5 minutes, and you got to make layups.
That's Boilermaker coach Matt Painter. Peter Jock led Iowa with 29 points as the Hawkeyes connected on 67% of their shots in the second half.
You know, Jock got away from us a couple times, but Jock also made some tough shots, you know, where, you know, maybe they're not tough for him, but they're tough for everybody else.
Iowa improves to 3-2 in the Big Ten with that victory last night, 83-78. Iowa upends 17th-ranked Purdue. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, 5th-ranked Gonzaga still owns the distinction of being the only undefeated team in Division I men's hoops. Bulldogs improved to 16-0 on the season, 4-0 in the West Coast Conference, with a 93-55 romp over Loyola Marymount. Bryce Alford tied a school record by hitting 9 3-pointers, pouring in 37 points to carry number 4 UCLA over Colorado 104-89. Number 16 Arizona whipped Arizona State 91-75. Bronson Koenig at 21 points, and 18th-ranked Wisconsin bounced back from Sunday's loss to Purdue by hammering Ohio State 89-66. V.J. Beachum sank the go-ahead basket and made the clinching steal, helping number 20 Notre Dame earn a 67-62 win over Miami. Calvin Hermanson scored a career-high 27 points as number 21 St. Mary's shut down Portland 74-33. Gary Clark scored 18 points and number 22 Cincinnati earned its 7th straight win, nipping SMU 66-64. Number 25 USC jumped out to a 10-0 lead. That was the end of their highlights. Utah dominated the remainder of the game to hammer the Trojans 86-64. Also in college basketball news, Texas Longhorns scoring leader Tevin Mack has been suspended for the second time this season. Coach Shaka Smart says Mack is out indefinitely for an unspecified violation of team rules. Mack has averaged almost 15 points a game since missing the season opener due to another unspecified rules violation. In football news, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says two offensive assistant coaches won't return next season. Ferentz announced Thursday that wide receivers coach Bobby Kennedy and running back special teams coach Chris White will be leaving the program. Hawkeyes receivers struggled mightily in 2016, leaving Iowa with one of its worst passing attacks in the country. Though the Hawkeyes ran the ball well last season, the moves allow new offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz to handpick who he'll be working with. Iowa has 3 vacancies to fill on offense following Greg Davis's retirement last week. The Hawkeyes could fill one of those openings with a quarterback's coach. Kennedy and White both joined the program in 2013. It was quite a day for Los Angeles football fans. It began with the return of the Chargers before the Rams made Sean McVay the youngest head coach in NFL history. The Chargers announced that they're leaving San Diego after 56 years and coming back to the L.A. market, where they began as an AFL franchise. The Chargers plan to play their home games at a 27,000-seat stadium in suburban Carson before joining the Rams at a new facility in Inglewood. The Chargers' departure comes less than 3 months after San Diego voters resoundingly rejected a team-sponsored measure that would have financed a new stadium in the area through an increase in hotel occupancy taxes. Chargers owner Dean Spanos had spent 2015 trying to get approval for a stadium in Carson that the Chargers would share with the rival Oakland Raiders. That plan was voted down by fellow owners, who eventually granted the Chargers the option to move to L.A. Hours after the Chargers made their big splash, the Rams butted in by naming McVay as their head coach 12 days before his 31st birthday. McVay spent the past 6 seasons as an assistant with the Washington Redskins, the last 3 as offensive coordinator under Jay Gruden. McVay replaces John Fossil, who became interim head coach when Jeff Fisher was fired 13 games into the Rams' return season in L.A. The Rams reportedly hired a defensive coordinator as well. ESPN.com says Wade Phillips has accepted that job. In baseball news, the Cardinals and first baseman Matt Adams agreed to a $2.8 million one-year deal on Thursday. That avoids arbitration, though his role remains unclear, with Matt Carpenter taking over the everyday job. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.